Hi, everybody. How's it going? Like everybody else, I'd like to thank sincerely Joan and Chris for continuing the Hemingway series, for bringing it through White Whale to here with all of you here tonight, which we are very grateful for. I also would like to remember and thank Jimmy because it's the 50th anniversary, and I think we should thank him each and every time we come up here. If it wasn't for Chris and Jimmy, I probably wouldn't be up here talking to you. So for this evening, I'm going to share some haiku from a selected volume, still to be determined, a few haiku. I'm going to also share three ghazals, and more about that in a minute. Okay, I was hoping, sincerely hoping, that this poem wasn't going to really mean anything tonight. And unfortunately, it still has meaning. And it's had meaning for many years, many centuries, goes back a long way. This is a ghazal entitled For or Against Palestine. In the greasy dust, a slick, loathsome creature patiently lingers. The mute light of perpetual dusk encases our days, our hooves. Think what you will, the Lord has made another series of mistakes. They preach, let there be slaughter, and there is slaughter. With onslaught after onslaught, we must lie to the faithful again. The rattle of insects rises and falls, thonic, cacophonous, insane. In the rubble, there is no light, only continuous, ghastly screams. Vibrations and susurrations of crawling, of shuffling, of silence. I see my mother's face, echoed by the score, echoed by the thousands, in the awful, unbearable weight, the weeping and confluent silence. The light and the heat and the stench commingle in deep sorrow. I'd ask you for help, but my throat is closing. You have no ears. Thanks. I'm going to do two sets of just six haiku, very brief. They go by so quickly, or almost painless. This first one comes from a little chapbook entitled 27 Sparrows. Today's test will be open book, evening swallows. Next one was published in a New Hampshire anthology of haiku. One by one, our elders pass. Elm, chestnut, yew. And this is from the last collection of haiku I had, entitled With a Deepening Presence. No GPS. Dashboard Buddha, smiling. This haiku was published in Modern Haiku. Two poems written to the same tune, Pine Wind. And this one is not quite a haiku, it's known as a monocue. It's a one sentence, one line haiku, briefer. In fact, this one has just 6 words and also was in modern haiku. Between now and now, duct tape. This last haiku in this set of 6 follows in a tradition of classic haiku going back 400 or 500 years, in which haiku poets attempt to squeeze entire galaxies into 3 lines. And this is my contribution to that tradition. At my feet, the Milky Way wrapper unfolding. Thank you. This is the second of 3 ghazals. A ghazal is a Middle Eastern form, 5 or 6 verses, usually 2 lines or 3 lines a verse, kind of unrelated. The verses aren't so much related to each other thematically, but maybe tonally or emotionally. In any case, Prophet on the ledge. There are countless divers angels, the angels of Rumi and Moses, of Rilke and Venders, of Eve and Joseph, of Tennant and Dylan. Ah, then there is the foolish poet who asks why stones can't sing. As hard as the world tries to gainsay the result, a single mime can supply all that is needed to continue. It is said that faith is strange, yet listen closely to the barking dog on the leash that isn't there. We know that Jacob wrestled an angel, but what was it wrestled Jacob? Transitioning from fin to wings is organically complex. And so, back to the ocean, we shall go. Yes, we must cherish nature. Soon, like the circus, like magicians, it will disappear. Clowns, my dear ones, all clowns are forever. Conjuring conglomerates, ruining factories, tanking the world. There is more than one reason a mime never conjures an angel. Sadly, the reverse is not true. A prophet on the ledge knows what to do, friends. When to dance, when to sing, when to rise up, up. This is the last batch of 6 haiku. The first 4, I decided to put in a seasonal mode, so you'll get a full year round. I'm going to start with spring. Spring. At the brink of desperation, a pink peony. Summer. On the bottom of the firefly jar, fireflies. Autumn, for the poet Rilke, autumn. Translating a poem differently each time, the autumn sky. And winter. Watching a lone goose leave, we arrive. Thank you so much. Last ghazal of the evening. This is called The Blind Elephant. What do we make of the angel with the flaming sword? Shall we place him at the border of Palestine or Israel? And Israel. If she agrees to this, which way must she be made to face? Should we have two angels or commence conscription? Year after dismal year, we think and think these petty things, not realizing we have a blind elephant by the tail. The waitress will give us what we want if we ask politely. When we demand, however, we get only what we deserve. The law of the tavern is irrefutable. Every drink is last call. Do you know the tale of Friend Fox and Friend Crow? When I sing for you, dropping the cheese from my mouth, will you rewrite the story or will you just bark a laugh? Right before sleep and just before waking, we slip back and forth over a nebulous border, so very difficult to define. Where now the angel, the waitress, your missing son? Okay, I have one final haiku, but I wanted to do one more. A friend of many of us here, a poet, great local poet, Bart Solarchik, is in hospital right now, and we're just all worried about him, and we're hoping that we just send out some good vibes, and maybe he'll get to hear this tape, and he'll hear this. This is a poem for Bart. Now I have to remember it. Ironically, this is the second mention this evening of the stink eye. Once again, giving me the stink eye, Master Crow. And the final poem tonight, I'm going to do for Rachel Pennington. She heard me read this a while back, and she asked for permission to reprint this in her volume, her forthcoming volume of nonfiction, and I was honored and delighted to say yes. So I'll leave you with this. Again, thank you, Joan. Thanks, Chris. Thank you, everybody. Wonderful audience and readers. Half-empty bowl at my feet. Did I take or give? Thank you very much.